Hello?
I can speak to William Gallagher, please.
Speaking.
Hi, William. My name's Michael. I'm calling from MMA Legal with a law firm helping you with your Scottish redress case.
Hiya, mate. I was going to get back to you, but got a bit late, so I thought it's too late to ring you back now, so I'm going to leave it till tomorrow.
Okay. Are you okay to have 10 minutes with me now, William?
Yeah, of course I can, mate.
All right, perfect. And just to let you know, William, all of our calls are recorded for trading. So my role, William, in MMA, you've obviously been speaking to our customer care team, and they've been gathering all your information together, and you come over to my side of the business. It's my role to go out and gather the evidence for you, whether that's, you know, social services, education authorities, any sort of services, the likes. So this call really isn't so much about your time in care. We've gone through that with you. It's more to do with how the trauma you faced as a child.
I'm still facing it.
How it's haunted you into your adult life, William. And stuff that I can evidence, likes of, you know, being diagnosed with depression, PTSD, anxiety.
Suicidal.
And any alcohol or...
Well, I'm constantly drinking every night. Not many. I've done since I left school.
Yeah. Have you ever tried to get help from your doctor for...
Sometimes, not what I mean, but it's hard with doctors, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just difficult with them.
Yeah, okay. But it'll be on your medical records?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you ever had any diagnosis of depression or anxiety?
Not what I can remember, no. I can't remember, to tell you the truth.
Okay. Bing. Okay. Just give me one sec.
All right. It's just that... No, I've got there's an inquiry going on in Scotland at the minute over all this. This is where I found all this information, your company and everything else. Not me.
Yeah.
And it's only by chance I came across your company.
Okay, well, that's great.
Know what I mean? The inquiry never said anything to me about redress or anything like that.
No.
Know what I mean?
They don't advertise, that's the thing. It's on us just to be...
Yeah, it's wrong though, isn't it? Because when I spoke to the inquiry, the people, they've been in touch this week again with me. No one wanted me to contact them. And I'm not happy to the inquiry at all. Because, one, you don't get an apology. You don't get any defense. You get nothing. Nothing at all. So what's the point of the inquiry? I don't understand it. Because it's not going to prevent it ever happening again, is it?
No. But the hope is... Mr. Gallagher, we hate the Scottish Government by claiming. We've got hundreds and hundreds of claims in.
Right.
And the hope is that, you know, they take notice because we're hitting them in the pocket. And they try and, you know, put measures in to stop these type of claims coming down the line. That's the hope.
Right, yeah.
That's what we can do at the minute. You said you were suicidal, William. Do you have suicidal tendencies? Or
I haven't done in the past, yeah.
Have you ever
It's just when you start thinking about what happened, what went on and how it happened and all the other stuff, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I could have stopped it, I could have prevented it, I could have done something at least.
Yeah.
But I just... No.
Have you ever actually tried to take your own life? Okay. Did you end up in hospital for that?
Yeah.
Okay.
So as soon as I turned 16, that's when I left St. Phillips. That's the day on my birthday. I went straight to the head teacher's office and said, I want to sign myself out of here.
Yeah.
And he got the paperwork out and signed it, and off I went.
Okay. Was that a good thing? That was obviously a good thing, was that?
Well, it wasn't. Not then, because I went straight to the hospital where my mum was, and I found her out of the hospital as well.
Oh, God. Okay.
No. Look, so she went through all the electric shock treatments and all that stuff.
Oh, wow. Is that a psychiatric hospital, is it? So can I take the hospital that you were in on the suicide attempt? Can I?
Bolton.
What's it called again? What's it called?
Bolton.
Bolton.
Yeah. Bolton Royal.
Bolton Royal. Did they see Phillips and that? Were they in?
In Scotland. Yeah.
Okay. Bolton Royal Infirmary. Okay. And there's a medical. And what, roughly what days?
I can't remember, mate.
No, so you
said... We don't know the records.
Yeah. So you were 16. Well, you don't obviously... You can't remember what date it was. Not days. I just mean rough year, to be honest with you.
1985, 84, 85, 83.
Come on in. Okay. I've got you coming out to St. Phillips in 87.
86.
Okay.
1986. I pumped 6 6.
Okay. So did you try and commit suicide whilst you were in St. Phillips?
Yeah, but I couldn't do nothing.
Okay.
Not mean nothing new. You have to hide it. Not mean.
Yeah. Okay. Can I take your GP's details, please,
Mr. Oh God. It's
Don't leave the doctor's name. Just your practice.
That's where. Crompton.
Say that again, buddy, please.
Crompton View.
Crompton.
Yeah, Crompton View.
Is that medical practice?
Yeah.
In Bolton, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. And how long have you been with that GP for?
A few years.
Okay. Okay, so what I'll do is I'll write to the social services and the educational authority for St. Phillips and Inverhouse. When I get that information back from your time and care, do you want me to share it with you?
Yeah, you can do it. Yeah. Well, the social worker's name is Kathy Littlejohn. Not
Kathy
mentioned. She wasn't little. She was really 6 foot tall. Not much that was her name. She was a lovely lady. She was a lovely lady.
Yeah, I'm losing you a bit, William. Your signal's getting away.
Sorry. You couldn't tell people, you know what I mean? Because of the threats that they made to you. Because it wasn't just the staff you were threatened up by, it was the other lads in the school.
Oh, yeah, of course. Okay, so when I get your the information back from your time in care, Mr. Gallagher, I'll share that with you. We'll go through it together.
Yeah.
We'll make sure that you're happy. We've got all of your details. All of your statements are correct. We'll then add any medical details that we get from your doctor to your case as a picture of, you know, post care, if you like. You know, the depression, the alcoholism, the, you know, suicide attempt. And then we'll present that to the Scottish Redress, Mr. Gallagher.
Yeah.
As our case. From there, William, we then get what's called a panel date. It's where a panel of individuals judge our case behind closed doors. So we don't have to turn up or we don't have to attend, should we say. And then hopefully we'll then get you the recognition you deserve and an offer of financial compensation, Mr. Gallagher.
Yeah, I've never got anything off anybody for anything that happened.
Yeah, I know. Well, hopefully this is the turning point for you and we can get you an apology and some compensation.
Yeah, because I don't know what to do about this inquiry now, you know what I mean? Because I'm like, they wanted to come in and interview me, but on camera and stuff like that. And I'm like, well, what's the point? There's nothing, you can't do nothing.
You're not doing anything.
This is about all the abuse and children from schools and stuff. know, religious organisations, all that, up in Scotland.
Who's trying to get in touch with you?
It's the actual inquiry itself.
Okay. Scottish Inquiry, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. Because I only found out about it by chance as well, you know what I mean, that?
Yeah.
And then I contacted them, and then I was like, well, you don't get an apology, there's no financial settlement, there's no any forgiveness, you know what I mean? I'm like,
yeah.
Well, this is wrong, because I was in the I was under the local authorities, you know.
Of course.
And they were in charge of me, you know, they were there to protect me. And it, and I'm not just me, others, when they didn't do anything to protect anybody.
No, of course.
They weren't coming around inspecting the schools, they weren't talking to the kids, they weren't talking to anybody, they were talking to just the staff, that was it.
Yeah. No, I get that. No, I get it. Well, look, we'll try our best to get you as much compensation as we possibly can.
Yeah,
It's in our best interest to do so. So that's my that's my job now, or my role over the next
just help them as hard as you can.
Yeah, we're going to. Do you understand what my role is, William, and what I'm going to do?
Perfect.
Do you have any questions on it?
No. Because redress was the only way I was going to ever get a forgiveness, some sort of apology or something.
Okay. Yeah, no problem. I'll fight for you for that one, Paul. So just to let you, just before you, we end the call, because of the sensitive nature of these cases, I need to go back and make sure you fully understand all of our fees. And
I know that. It's all right. That's fine.
I've got to run through it with you, William, on this report.
All right, okay, good.
So just to let you know, William, you can actually apply to the Scottish Redress yourself. You don't need the help of a law firm to do so. Obviously, that would entail, if you wish to, gathering your own evidence and submitting your own case. But that's an option. William, there are other law firms, so option two is there are other law firms out there that will help you apply to the Scottish Redress and won't charge you any fees. The reason how they do this and why they do this is because then law firms get paid directly from the Scottish Government as part of the Government Legal Fee Scheme, where they get paid £2,000 per client, William, whether that client wins, loses or draws. Now, as a fellow law firm, I can't divulge or discuss what those law firms would do for you or